Hey everyone, thanks for joining me on this very special and very exclusive telephone conference case study where I actually am very excited to have a special guest with me on today, Dr. Brian Gilbert, who is fairly new to our company in terms of being a client. But the reason I brought him on is because his success story and his challenges and how he's overcome them is really something that I think that the dental community would really lend an open ear to, because, you know, there's just so much pessimism right now going on, you know, whether you're on the Dental Town forums or you're just reading articles that just really aren't providing sort of the greener pastures that I know is out there for everyone. And I think at the end of learning a little bit about Brian here, is one thing you're going to learn about him is that he actually acted like a CEO and took it upon himself and himself only to make his practice work. And at the end of the day, his back was against the wall. He needed to do a couple of things, and he's done them. And I think that that's the huge takeaway for me having him on this phone call now, is because he's really acting like a business owner. He's really acting like, well, you know what, if I'm going to make this thing go, it's up to me to make the machine run. So that being said, Brian, thanks for joining me. It's great to finally catch up with you and make your time today.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
No problem. So for everyone listening right now, I want you to tell me, you know, introduce yourself in terms of where you are, what your type of practice you have, but then after that, go right into sort of what's happened to you in the last couple of years and the changes you've made, you know, really going into that, like, I'm going to run a business mode and this thing's going to be mine and, you know, I have to do this because I need to survive. Okay.
Right.
So tell that whole thing, I'm going to kind of be quiet because I want everyone to really hang on your words because you did it, right? Okay.
Well, I'd like to say I did it, but I have a whole team here helping me, so it's a team effort for sure. But I would say 2-3 years ago, in our community, which is southern New Mexico, we had a dramatic influx in new dentists. I think the word got out we were a good community, but also I don't think they did their demographic studies to realize how many dentists were already here. So we've really, since I've been in practice here in southern New Mexico, we've gone from probably 42 dentists, we have over 121 dentists now in our town. So it's a dramatic change in our demographics as far as providers to patients. We needed to become more aggressive and assertive with our marketing and reaching out, because we could certainly feel some of that competition pulling away at what we'd built up. I began working actually with a different company to try to optimize my search engine, a couple different ones. The first one was kind of disappointing. Nothing seemed to occur. The second one, I think we got some good results with, and we saw our position move up in the internet pretty well, but they weren't doing the things appropriate for Google's terms of engagement, so to speak. And about a year ago in May, when Google went to Penguin 4.0 or what it was, we began to really just slide off the internet. We fell off page one. We were all the way back to page four. So we took a pretty hard hit with that, dramatically cutting the busyness of our practice. That was a very challenging time because we had to kind of figure out what was happening. Once we realized that, then to be honest with you, we had to search around for an alternative company to help us. Because we were pretty much stuck on fourth page, which means basically not there. So that's when we got some information about your company, Local Search, and began to work with you, I'm trying to think, probably September, October this last year?
Yeah, I'm actually just looking at it as you're talking. It actually was just before Halloween last year now. So, not even a whole calendar year yet.
No.
So.
So anyway, we were at a pretty bad spot then. And to be honest with you, after my other experiences with the other companies, I was a little burned. And
very common.
I'd put a lot of trust in them, and I didn't feel like they had given me the product that they had promised me. Mm-hmm. So I was a little, I would be honest with you, I was a little cautious with your company, a little skeptical at first. But we started following your advice on the Google reviews first. That was the first thing we did.
I actually think you weren't even a client. You started using some of the tools that I actually give out for free to everyone.
Right, we did that before we even signed up with you.
So
we were in the, I think we had 36 reviews, maybe. And unfortunately, some of those were those silly hanging on reviews from probably former employees and et cetera, or other dentists that stick with Google. Yeah, way, way old. And we had tried a variety of ways to get people to do it, but we kind of as a team took that on and developed, using your tools, we developed a way that we could communicate that to patients. So now, as of today, we're over 130 Google reviews. Most of them are five stars.
And that's in a very short period of time.
Yeah, we were really up into the over 100 by before Christmas, I think, and then we kept going past that. So I got two more people today to do reviews. Hopefully, they'll get them done this week. So we ask on a regular basis, and we utilize your tool to do that, and that's been great.
Yeah, no, that's really good to hear. I just want to kind of stress on a point that you just brought up, which is, you understood that I was giving away tools to use, and those tools needed to be used right away because you needed to step that portion, that review portion of your business.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I just want to say this to you, generally everybody who's, you know, whether you're listening to this in your car or you on the website or whatever, is the tools Brian is talking about are things that I give away in my downloads, in my videos, and what he's talking about is something that I give away to everybody. And
right.
Very few people take advantage of that. And then you decided to join us, right? And
right.
You stepped up the game.
And talk a little bit
about all of that. And actually kind of talk about, because I know this to be true, talk about how you really had your back against the wall. I mean, you know, production was down, you had holes in the schedule. You know, talk about how you sort of bootstrapped that and made that go again.
Yeah, well, needless to say, not having very good internet presence from June all the way till October didn't do us any favors. So we were cut. I would say our new patients were cut by more than 50%. I had a lot of holes in my schedule, a lot of downtime. For the first time, to be honest with you, in many, many years, I've been practicing 25 years. So we had to tighten our belt a little bit in a variety of ways, but we also had to get going. We signed up with you guys to do the local search where you – your group made sure all my data at all the different websites and all the different sites and search engines online was identical and accurate. And I was very impressed with just how many different groups that you guys got me on, different lists, city search, and all these different kind of things, which I think that began to move me up. And we were on the fourth page, and now, to be honest with you, in every category, we're on the first page.
That's great for Google.
Which makes me really happy because now at least people can find us. And I had two patients today that found us through the internet. It looks like from the most recent count that we got last month, we had 21 new patients come from the internet. And
that's great.
Before we had
18, that's from the trackable stuff. So there's probably
that's from the trackable number. Yeah.
Yep.
That's from the number you guys have set up for us that is tracked. And those are ones we can definitely confirm. So we know those people have come in from that. So, yeah, to say we haven't taken a big step forward, it would be incorrect. I mean, it's been wonderful to see that. Now, are we back where we were? No, to be honest with you, we're not. But we're inching. I would say every month we're inching upward. The signs are looking good, if you know what I mean.
I do. And just for everyone's sake and even our conversation's sake, part of the thing is, like, it didn't dwindle down overnight, and it certainly isn't going to be built back up overnight.
Right.
So, and you've understood that there is no magic bullet, right?
No.
There's no silver bullet that you put in your gun and all of a sudden, you know, boom, I'm going to go ahead and double my production or get my production back to where it was. And I think one of the things that you probably aren't going to give yourself as much credit for is that you really became the leader of your business. Yes, it's a team, and it takes a team, always will, but the team always needs a leader, and you became that leader, and you said, you know what, it's not going to be just about getting some rankings or getting some reviews. It's
right.
going to be about utilizing all the tools that you have, including your team, which is a tool, to get our conversions up. Because here's one of the biggest sort of like fallacies, like in all of dentistry, is that a lot of folks think that if you build it, they will come, right? The old Field of Dreams sort of parallel, where if they have a couple of keywords that they rank for, or they built a new website, that all of a sudden, you know, things are going to just, the doors are just going to explode and people are going to be trampling in to get in to see you.
Right.
Well, the reality is that we focus on conversions, which you've seen. It's not about eyeballs or keywords. It's about actually people picking up the phone because they trust and respect you as a dentist prior to picking up the phone. And what does that is, and what you referenced earlier, which is our local search marketing package, which cleans up your Google violations, like you said, gets you the reviews, the videos, really makes you prominent across all the services in your practice, not just one or two little things. There just isn't enough volume there. So, you know, it's really about making you the most profitable that you can be, not about image and things like that. So,
I think you make a good point on that.
I want you to keep telling that story.
You make a good point, and that was, I would just say this, you know, I don't know how other people do it, but whenever I have a slow period in the last 25 years, it gives me time to reflect on things I can personally do better with my patients, with my skills, whatever it might be, but also what we can do better as a team. So we worked very hard on our phone skills. Our most recent survey of our phone skills for February, we had a 95% conversion rate of people who called. Now, that does not count people who call regarding Medicaid because we don't take Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
But for everyone who was non-Medicaid, we had a very good rate of getting people scheduled. So that's excellent. Also, we have a very, very streamlined and positive new patient experience that's a system, to be honest with you. Everything that we have in our office is a system. And we work on that, I'll be honest with you, every day. I think if we don't focus on that by gently bringing up things during our morning huddle, I call it value leakage, little parts of it leak away, and we're not as accurate. So we do that on a daily basis. You know, all these things I think ultimately will add up to good things, and we're seeing, like I said, we're seeing results already.
And you know the benefit of what you're saying is, you know, we're a marketing agency, right? Our job is to get the phone to ring for folks like yourself, okay?
Right.
And sort of our biggest challenge is, honestly, is when we get the phone to blow up, that I can't control what happens on the other end of that, right, which is who's answering it, what's the patient experience, all of those things, right?
Right.
And I think what you're seeing now is small hinges are swinging bigger doors,
right?
Which
absolutely,
is you have now – I got my Google house in order, right? I got the internet, you know, thing really working for me. But I also took the time to make the back end work, which is part of the conversions. And I would garner to say that because your appearance with your 130 plus 5-star Google reviews, which is just amazing, by the way, people are having more confidence to you and your staff when they even call. They already know you're rock stars because you don't get that many good reviews by accident. So they're trusting you more. They're probably accepting more dentistry, which makes your team perform better because, let's just face it, you're going to get happier people calling you.
I think we do, and it seems like they, especially those that come from the reviews, Greg, they are, how would I say, it's almost as if they've received advice from a friend. you know, it's from a stranger.
They're just as good as a referral, probably, right?
Sure, it is. And so, and some of my, the reviews that people have written, and I don't tell people to write a lot. I'll say, you know, I even say write a sentence or two. That's fine. Some people have written long, you know, reviews that are so positive, I do think people read them. I had a patient the other day that came in, and she said she came in after she'd read 20 of the reviews, which I think is a lot. And I said, why so many? And she said, I'm very nervous, and I had to be convinced that you guys were gentle.
Yeah.
And after 20, she was convinced. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And one of the things is, in addition to having a quantity of reviews, right, 130, okay?
Yeah.
You have high-quality reviews, which means that we're getting 4 to 5 star reviews consistently. And the flip side of that is they're quality reviews because they're real. They come from real people telling real stories, which gives that person that confidence. But they're also fresh reviews, right? That's one of the things that I'll talk about in my lectures all the time is a lot of times people come to us and they want us to help them and they have less than 10 reviews and half of them are from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you might have some gold stars out there, but your conversions are going to stink because the reality is the person's going to read that and think they're just not busy and they don't have people who love them today. Maybe 3 years ago people loved them, but not now.
Right.
So
well,
you have
we're not
all
quitting.
That mojo going.
We're not quitting. My goal is 150, so we're trying to inch up to 150. So we're working on that.
And I have a special gift for you, and it's going to come in the mail because you're actually in my 100 review club. I have like a little pack of people that are in the 100 review because it's not easy to get there, okay? And there are very few of it. So it's like getting the Masters green jacket, right? You know,
cool.
It's hard to get there, right? So so one of the things that I think is pretty cool. That I give away this advice for free, and I darn it to say, there aren't a lot of people take advantage of it because it's a little bit of work. Is before you became a client, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is the fact that you actually went out and started to solicit reviews personally to the patients. And, and correct me if I'm wrong, because some of the stuff I got from your intake form, which is. You actually were handwriting notes to people. Is that? Because that's what I suggest doing.
Yes, and we've also developed an email that we sent that we use. So we took yours, but we kind of took really just the link to our Google Plus, and we kind of rewrote the letter to that something that sounds like us a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Customized it, and we have a copy of that. And basically what I do now is, like today I had two different patients, and I just said, when they made a positive comment, they each said something positive about the office. One said, you know, she tells all her friends to come. Well, that's, of course, an invitation to ask. So I asked, I said, hey, you know, would you do me a favor? Would you write us a review on Google+? They say, for sure. And then I give them a copy of the email, in effect, on paper. And I said, this is what it's going to look like. You're going to click on this link. I kind of walk them through it. And then we send them the same email so that they can follow that real quickly. And even older patients I don't think are, meaning older in age patients, they get on there and they get a Gmail account and they make a Google review. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And sometimes they make some of the longest, nicest ones. So
yeah, it's like a true old school thank you note, right?
It really is.
Right,
it really is.
Neat.
So
yeah.
That's what we do, and we just keep doing it, I guess.
And let me ask you this, because some of my guys do this and some of them don't, and I kind of leave it up to them. I suggest it. It's up to them. I've had people have success with it. But are you incentivizing your staff to actually get the review and then if they get compliance, giving them a bonus?
You know, we tried it a variety of different ways. That's interesting that you asked that. We tried it a variety of different ways, and I really put some of my top people on it. To be honest with you, the most effective person to ask for a review is me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I don't know, I think it's that doctor-patient relationship, but I do incentivize my staff by making sure they are the ones that send out the email and they follow up to make sure the person gets it done. So when I talk to a patient about doing a review, at the bottom of it I say, I begin to write a date and I say to them, I'll say like I'm saying to you, Greg, if I send this out to you today, when do you think you can get back to me, today or next week?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll say, oh, I can get it back today. I write today's date on it and I circle it. And I get, and
nice.
It's with red ink, and I hand that to them. You know, that's on their little copy of the email. And I said,
yep.
Okay, well, we'll start looking for it on, you know, today's Friday. I'll start looking for it on Monday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That puts a little, I'll be honest with you, psychological pressure on them to make sure they get the review done. And then if we don't see it in a few days, my staff member follows up with them, whoever was in the room with me and whoever sent
Very
the email
good.
Out. So sometimes we get it the second time around. I find
And I want to talk about that for a second because I already hear the grumbling in the other end of the phone from other people.
Yeah.
We know in dentistry, selling and sell is a four-letter word, right? So here's the thing is, and I want you to talk about this because this is, that, in my opinion, you know, everything is selling because without it, we
sure.
all have nothing, right? So
right.
let's just, in selling, by the way, just so everyone knows this, is
yep.
just the assisting of helping someone make a decision that they would normally not make on their own, okay?
Right.
It is not manipulation. It is not
sure.
scummy. It's just sure. it's just helping them along their way accordingly, okay?
Right.
So let's back up, okay? Most people are going to think, okay, well, you're just being impassed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're just, that's just, I don't want to annoy my patients, you know? I'm just thankful that they came in and this, that, and the other
yeah.
thing, and I don't want to have my team call and remind them and be annoying and pestering, right? Okay?
Yes.
That's not going to happen if you do it right. Now, if you put an untrained person on the phone, or you're untrained yourself as a dentist for actually
right.
asking properly,
sure.
you will definitely pester your people, and they will be pissed.
Yeah.
But
you know,
people doing the right things at the right time.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, that's where my staff comes in a lot, too. Well, I think I'm a relationship builder. I think that my staff members are all relationship builders. That's just who they are as individuals. I don't think you
mm-hmm.
can create that. I think that's just who they are. That's who we hired.
Yep.
They like people. Their patients like them. They're very loyal. We've not had any complaint about it at all. In fact, what I've noticed is a couple of people that we've asked to write reviews have given us reviews, and then they've referred someone fairly shortly thereafter for the first time in a while. So to me, that may mean that they're feeling better about our office.
Yeah.
And that's just
that's critical, right? That's a big deal, by the way, right? So you just took someone who was just a single source of productivity for your business, and we doubled it with a referral, and you're asking them to do something for you, and you're getting compliant, right?
They seem to be positive
about it. It's not so turn-offish, right?
No, I would say that for every 10 people I ask, 6 will definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
4 don't, and we wouldn't harass them. We'd send them one more email that just says, not sure if you got that first email, and then we leave it at that. We never try them again. We don't ever bother.
Right.
And
right.
And
yeah.
maybe 25% of those that we send the second email to will get right back and just say they didn't see it or they forgot, and they go right back and they write us a nice review. So we get it, but we don't push it.
Sure.
And by the way, my
sure.
staff is incentivized. If they do all the emailing and do all that for me, they get $15 if we get a review. If
Very
they
nice.
Could get a review on their own, if they could ask themselves and get a review on their own, they get 25. We tried that, and they could get very few. Very few. They ask a lot, but they got very few reviews back.
Very few comply. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the doctor plays a role, and at least at our office it plays a role, because they certainly made a valiant effort, I think, in trying, and they're very positive and warm. And
cool. Yeah, I think that's great. And one of the other things that I really wanted to touch on, too, is, you know, we're talking a lot about reviews because you've done a good job at it, and I wanted to feature that. But most things in all of life, and especially in business, is it's never one thing that
right.
dictates success, right? It's always a combination of little things that really get you to that end game. So when we talk about coming on and working with us, and we're not going to get into sort of the minutia of what's in the program because that's not what this call is about.
Sure.
But there's a lot in there. Okay, there's a lot that's done with the videos and the directory sites and the
right.
and the phone tracking and the Google review system and the video review system. The things that
right.
really help get you conversions, right? Because it's not just about one keyword. It's not about your website. It's all of these things wrapped together into a campaign that pushes everything else up. That's why we don't offer a la carte services, is because they just don't work. Could I sell them to everyone? Sure. But it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
That's not what we want, right? So utilizing all of those things, you know, there is no magic bullet. It's all of these things that we're talking about that pushes things up to where you are. And one of the other things that you said that I thought was pretty awesome, and I fight this fight a lot, is your older demographic patients complying and coming from the web, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of folks will think, well, not in my area. I have a lot of boomers, right? A lot of baby boomers.
Yeah.
Not going to work. But as you found, and as the research dictates, because I don't practice theory, I practice in fact, is that the baby boomers right now, okay, I think it's anyone 55 to 80 even, upwards of that, are the fastest growing demographic of people using Google and social media and the interwebs.
Yeah, no, I agree.
More so than the 20-somethings.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, to be honest with you, they are using it a lot, and we get many, many of our older patients from the internet sources.
Yeah. I mean, I was at dinner the other day with my wife, and I went to sit down in the booth, and I look over in the booth next to me, and there's two grandparents with their grandkids, and both grandparents are on their own individual iPhone 5s on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
And one of them, actually, shortly thereafter, because I could see over the table, because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this is just great. They were on Google Maps, probably figuring out where they were going to go next.
Sure.
Right? I mean, and that's like, there's grandparents doing this. So that old adage of, like, doesn't work in my community, my patients are older, that's just garbage. That's just no, you know, and you're living proof of it, and I have the stats to back it up, so hopefully some people will listen to us now, right? Because what's going to happen, and the sad part about it, and I'll get a few phone calls, is that eventually, if you ignore the web and the data and the stats that show that even older generations are flocking to smartphones and mobile and such, is eventually you're going to be so far behind the eight ball, you won't be able to make up the ground.
No,
And unless you want to write a really, really big check.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a big deal, because that impacts production. That impacts care for your patients and, you know, your staffing and your retirement and all those things that matter, cash flow, everything.
Yeah.
Eventually, the chickens are going to come home to roost.
Yeah.
And I just urge everyone listening is, you know, listen to Brian. You know, it's not just me on a rant. Even the older demographics aren't using print and yellow pages anymore. Even
Not near as much as they used to, I'll tell you. Dropped off dramatically. Yeah.
Yep.
And I would.
And if they do, they're Googling you before they call you after they find your ad anyways.
And I absolutely do. And I also agree that I think that what you said earlier, it's not one thing, it's everything. And you have to – we've assessed every part of our practice and every type of marketing that we do. We've updated things. We're looking at them with a much more, how would I say, critical eye to see what consumers are looking for. We're aggressively approaching this because I'd like to practice for a few more years for sure, and I certainly want to, when I finish practicing one day, to have a business that is worth someone buying from me and going entity. And so I want to make it the best. My goal is to have it the best it's ever been on the day that I leave, whenever that is in the future. So I got my work cut out for me, but I have some goals, so we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you've come this far, and you've made huge strides in actually under a year, so you should be proud of yourself. You know, smell the roses for a minute, but don't be satisfied, which just sounds like what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
You know, the other thing that you say that I think is very important, and I've been through a few mergers and acquisitions of practices over the years here, and you know, clients getting bought and things like that.
Sure.
And I always tell everyone, if your end game is to retire and to sell the practice, whether it's to a larger entity or another solo dentist, whatever that looks like,
sure,
it doesn't matter right now. The ones that have their Google house and the internet situation taken care of and look like they are just choice, always sell for more.
Interesting.
Because there is so much inherent value. Like, let's just be frank, right? If I wanted to acquire you, okay?
Yeah.
Say I'm a corporate dental person, and I come and I'm going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to take over this guy. I'm going to take over. I'm going to offer Brian to take over his business, right? Okay, his practice. And you have 130 five-star Google reviews. That's a huge asset they can leverage.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. Wait till I get to my 150, and then they'll really want to buy it.
Yeah, and you're everywhere, and you got the videos, and patients love you, and you're branded properly, and organized, and it just looks like you just got your stuff together. They always sell for more. Always.
That's interesting.
In most cases, the company buying, whether it's a solo dentist or a corporate one, they always keep us on board because they just basically paid a little bit more for the practice, and they keep us. So, and they always sell for more. So whatever I hear people saying, like, my end game's to sell and ride off into the sunset, now is the time to start building that asset.
Right. Oh, absolutely. You have to start on the first day, to be honest with you.
You absolutely do.
So.
And you do all the right things. You're holding your staff accountable. You're holding yourself accountable. And you're leading the way, right, by example.
I have to.
You have to. So, well, this has been great. I think that this is something that, you know, everyone's going to love to sort of wrap their heads around. And if anyone listening is interested in learning more about what we do and sort of the program that Brian's in, if you go to www.localsearchfordentists.com/webinar, there's a free educational webinar you can sign up for. That's how Brian learned about us, and we'll connect and can learn a little bit about what we do and how we do it and all that fun stuff. So, Brian, it's been great meeting you.
Thanks for talking with me.
I will put your green jacket in the mail for being in the 100 Review Club.
Okay, I'll take it. When I get to 150, I want another jacket, okay?
Yeah, I guess I have to come up with, like, green to gold, right?
That's cool.
We'll make it work. So I think you'll be number one if you get to 150. So
okay,
I'm
trying.
You'll have to let me know. Send me a note.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a good evening. This has been great. And let us know if you need any help with anything.
Thanks again. Appreciate it, Greg.
Okay, you got it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.